Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to Buffalo Means Business here on News Radio 930 WBEN, and this is where we hear from the businesses and services available in the Buffalo area. If you'd like to be on the program, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Joined by owner Rick Latham and GM Jesse Majeski with Classic Q Billiards. And gentlemen, welcome. First of all, whereabouts are you?
We're located at 6061 Transit Road. It's in between George Urban and Genesee, right down the street from Salvatore's.
And technically, street address is Depew, but Depew. Most people would know that because you already gave the crosses.
Yes.
Now, how is it that the two of you, I guess we'll go to you for this one, Rick, came together and then decided to go into business together?
I met Jesse in 2008 at a Barcelona nightclub.
And then from there, just over time, I'm guessing, just kind of talked things out and decided maybe we should go into business together. And then why this as a business?
I actually just fell in my lap. I was trying to do something totally different. The opportunity presented itself, and I called Jesse, and he said he was all in. So I was all in as well.
And anything else to add to that?
Yeah, we've known each other for throughout the business. I've been a bartender, general manager, and bar manager throughout for probably almost 20 years now. I've been doing this for a long time, and Rick is we've always been in the same atmosphere together. He actually rented out the kitchen over at the nightclub that I worked at over there, and I used to run it, and that's how we met. And ever since then, we've just been creating contact, a rapport, and now we're Brepra and Brepra. That's pretty much it. Yeah.
Now, what I find interesting, from the name Classic Q Billiards, mm-hmm. you can infer that there are pool tables involved here.
Yes.
How many tables do you have?
We have 15.
15. How big a place is this?
It's about a 6,500 square foot place.
Which leads me to the next question. It's more than just billiards, but you also have other games and other things that people can do once they're there. It's not just about a place to hang out and play pool.
Yeah.
Right. We have a full arcade. We have about 10 games. Foosball. We have dart boards. Everything. Bubble hockey. We have every art. Pac-Man, Donkey Kong, we have all the old Ventures games as well.
And I understand dart boards, too.
Yes.
Because somehow billiards and darts seem to go together.
They go hand in hand.
Yes.
Now, is this one of those things where has it kind of changed over the time that you've been running the business, or is there like a steady core of hardcore players of these games?
There's definitely a steady little core group, but ever since we've taken over and made it younger, just cleaned it up a little bit, it's we got on our Fridays and Saturday nights, they're really busy. We're staying open until 3-4 o'clock in the morning before it would be closed at 12 midnight, So we got a full bar now, so we put the whole new nightlife into the pool world, so it's kind of like a melting pot. It's kind of colliding with younger kids and now, the older crew or the core crew of the old timers that come in there every single day, 2 times, 3 times a day sometimes.
Yeah, and you, Jesse, just mentioned about the weekends, pretty much a big time for you. Rick, what do you have for regular business hours of operation? 7 days a week?
Yes. Okay. Sunday through Thursday, we open to about midnight. A little later on Thursdays, maybe 2 on Thursdays. Friday and Saturday, we stay open to about 3, 3:30.
Yeah. And when you open up, for the lunch crowd or just
We open every day at 1 o'clock.
Oh, okay. So you could do like a late lunch there, potentially.
Yes.
All right. Tournaments for either both pool and, billiards, I guess I should call it, and the darts?
Yes.
We haven't had a dart tournament yet.
Yeah.
We're actually working on it now, but we have 8-ball tournaments, 9-ball tournaments, and just league on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays.
Yeah. And then Fridays we normally do, like, tournaments and stuff like that that we, just send out invitations for, tell people they're kind of a deal. Come in, $20, play a game. It's fun.
Yeah, and I know just from my frame of reference, poker, there are varieties of poker, just as there are different kinds of games you can play in billiards.
Yes.
So you literally kind of just whoever comes together and decides this is what we're playing tonight, that's what they play?
Yep, or we'll start off with letting people know that we're going to play some sort of an 8-ball game on the small table, or, we'll play 9-ball on a big table, which is, you have 9-foot tables and 7-foot tables. So we have 8 9-foot tables, and we have 7 7 foot tables. So usually a flip of a coin or whoever's there, and we'll ask people, you know, if there's 20 people that show up, the mass consensus tells us what we're going to do.
So between the two of you, who's the better pool player?
That's definitely me.
I beat him like 8 games in a row.
That's because I scratched in the 8 ball 5 times in a row. So
I'm sensing a little difference of opinion.
Well, he didn't dispute it. I beat him like 8 games in a row one time. You know, it's funny because when he's on, when I'm on. So yeah. We kind of go back and forth.
Same thing with the darts, or are you both pretty proficient in that?
We haven't played darts yet.
Not together, but yeah. I'll definitely win.
I'll probably beat him in darts, too.
Oh, here he goes.
Yeah, I'm a pretender completely on that. If anything falls in the middle, it's just by chance. There's just no way. I know nothing about the technique, and I do know enough to know that there is a technique to this, the whole
throw. It's usually about 4 beers.
Yes, thank you, because I was going to go there, but you're beating me to it. We're talking about Classic Cube Billiards with GM Jesse Majeski and Rick Latham, who is the owner, and this is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. So what does it cost to play? Is it per round? I mean, old school me remembers going to a bar situation where there's only one table, and you have to put a bunch of quarters in.
No, that's not how it works. We do it by the hour. If you're a single person, it's $4 per hour. If there's two people, it's $6.85 per hour. Three people's $9. 4 people's $11.75, and 5 people's $13.85 an hour. And that it goes by minute by minute, so you're not charged. If you're there for an hour and 2 minutes, it's still, most of the time we'll round it down anyways.
Sure. And a similar thing apply for the darts?
No, darts is just a dollar at a time. You know, it's the same thing. We have change
machines. Sure, because length of game is going to be determined on how long it takes you to accomplish.
Exactly, yeah.
same as cricket, billiards. We probably should establish different kinds of games that you could play, variations for darts as well. That I know. And having said all that, and you, Jesse, you talked about this earlier, a lot more going on than even just the darts and the billiards tables, because as you had mentioned, Rick, there are tons of video games to play, but also the amenities, the food. Was there a particular, obviously I'm thinking kind of like pub grub kind of food, or is there something a little bit more upscale than that as far as what you guys serve?
Sometimes we have a special menu. We do a little upscale dishes and southern dishes and Creole dishes. My mom, she cooks some of the food sometimes. But on a day-to-day, we usually have just a regular standard bar menu, but it's pretty good. We have a nice steak sub that we use. It's from prime rib. It's shaved prime rib, so it's not like the cheap steak most people are accustomed to having. Yeah. So we got pretty good food for it to be like bar food. It's really good.
And it's all air-fried, too.
Yeah, so we don't deep fry anything. Everything we cook is air-fried. The french fries, mozzarella sticks, anything like that is all. And the chicken wings, it's all air-fried.
Yeah, and not that it's not done here in Buffalo, but Creole is an interesting concept and not bad idea having mom behind it. Because if mom's doing it, you know it's good home cooking.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
And just the layout of the place itself, it's kind of like a sports bar atmosphere, right? I guess, is that a good way to describe it?
Definitely. We have a 120-inch projector screen and I want to say eight TVs.
Yeah, because the other total side TVs,
What about... let's see. We've already kind of talked about that customers can also can play the games. You can actually buy equipment there, too, which is somewhat surprising because normally you'd think, well, I'm just here for the entertainment. But if you're a hardcore player and looking into buying some stuff to maybe take home, you can do that.
Yes. We definitely have a nice retail section. A lot of people come in. They don't actually come in to play pool. They just come in to buy stuff.
They have over 30 cues on hand. You know, they range from anywhere from $50 up to $420. I mean, these things, they get pretty expensive the higher, you know, the higher up you want. And depending on how good of a player you are, you know, you're not going to use a $400 cue if you're just banging it around and stuff like that, you know.
Sure. But, does the type of chalk matter? I know generally blue is the color for whatever reason.
Blue Master.
Yeah, that has to be Blue Master.
Yeah, the green one, it doesn't, it all depends on your preference, too, you know. A lot of people have... these magnetic things that I thought it was crazy the first time I seen it. There's a magnetic thing that goes around your belt and it hooks onto it and you get that chalk all over your pants and stuff like that. Nobody wants to have red chalk on their khakis.
Yeah, absolutely not. Also repairs too, right? So if something's broken, you can fix it.
We repair tips.
Definitely.
And that takes about an hour to do. So we repair that in house, you know, and if they want to wait, they can wait or not. They can just leave it overnight or we can call them when it's done.
Yeah, and I'm guessing rather simple repairs, because if someone goes all like baseball player and breaks the thing in half, there's no coming back.
That's when you go to the retail section.
Yeah, absolutely.
Actually, we've been fortunate enough to have the old owner, Carl Galante. He steps in usually on the weekends, comes in like maybe 3 days a week, helps out with repairs and stuff like that. So shout out to Carl Galante.
Yeah, absolutely. And now, and I know from a darts perspective, usually you're having trouble with what, the feathers or whatever the
flights
technical
and all
term.
That. Yeah.
Flights, okay.
We have all that stuff too. We have steel tip, plastic tip, any kind of flight you need, any kind of shafts, any kind of anything. I mean, we have the spinning shafts and stuff like that too. You know, we have whole complete sets. We have cases. We have pretty much everything. Pretty much anything that goes along with it.
Yeah. Now, you just mentioned a previous owner. So was it helpful to kind of actually have some kind of a client base to draw from to start?
Yes,
definitely.
Especially because this place has been open since 1985. Yeah. You know, it's been a household name for a while. You know, it's been a staple. It's filled a lot. I mean, the place used to be twice the size it is now. So, I mean, just imagine 12,000 square feet, you know, 37 tables, I believe he had at one point. So, you know, and like that steady core group of people that continuously keep coming out, you know, we love them. They're good people. A little weird, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, Carl and his family definitely helped us out with the transition. It was just a bonus that the clients that he had coming in previously that we have rapport with them now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and you, Jesse had mentioned too, just to kind of elaborate on that maybe a little now, the fact that you had kind of classed things up a little bit, and at the same time kind of keeping the original clientele happy, but also being able to bring in new people because of some of the changes.
Yeah. Exactly. We knew we had to keep it pretty much the same. You know, once something is going a certain type of way for that long, as far as being open since 1985, obviously, Carl knew exactly what he was doing, so we kept it the same. We just had to tweak a couple of things.
A little younger spin on it, just different, you know, just something that can put two worlds together, like the millennials with the silver hairs, you know. I mean, like maybe they can learn something from them. That would be kind of be cool. But other than that, it's fun. It really is. Age ranges from 14 years old to about 86.
Yeah, that is definitely an interesting mix.
Yeah, especially.
But if it works.
I mean, and it really has, because it's a peaceful game, and it's something to do other than, you know, nothing and play video games and sit behind the TV all day long. You know, you can kind of get a conversation in at the same time.
Yeah, Jesse, you said you'd been kind of a restaurant end of business before.
Yeah.
Had you two worked together in a business setting prior to this?
Yes.
Barcelona. So you're not coming in brand new to this, had an idea what to expect.
I was running the kitchen. Me and my mother was running the kitchen over at Barcelona, and we had something called Soul Food Fridays. So I would bring a live jazz band in from 6 to 10. My mom would cook all the food. And he was basically running the bar for the nightlife. And after my mother left, we would do a bar meeting.
Yeah.
So I would stay over and cook for the duration of
the
night.
Cook about 1,000 chicken wings tonight for Buffalo Bills players and stuff. It was fun.
I took from that experience and then expanded on it with the current situation. Yeah.
Correct.
We just kept in touch ever since. I mean, we kind of probably knew each other before that a little bit here and there. But after that, it solidified our friendship. And we've been pretty much best friends ever since.
Very cool. So it's Classic Q Billiards, 6061 Transit Road in Depew. Anything else you want to get out in the time that we have remaining?
I just want to say one thing. I want to give a shout out to Anthony Jackson. He couldn't be here today. You know, without Anthony, it's probably would have been hard to do.
It would have been really
Anthony
hard.
Was real instrumental in helping us do anything from A to Z, so I don't want to leave him out.
Yeah.
It's a lot of other names that I could shout out, but it'd be going too long, so I'm going to shout out Anthony Jackson.
Perfect. Well, guys, thanks again for coming in. Continued success.
Thank you very much.
From Classic Q Billiards, that's GM Jesse Majeski along with owner Rick Latham, and saving the best for last. They have a grand opening coming Saturday, June 22nd, 6 p.m. Everybody is welcome. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WDBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.